One interesting question that is often emailed to me, or particularly I get it at conferences and seminars, is a question that is very shallow, very inept, not really thought through. But the question generally, does God love everybody? When you think about it, the question is sort of vague and vacuous because it doesn't complete things. To fill out the question, you have to ask this. Does the Bible anywhere teach that God loves every human being from Adam to the last human being ever born? Or does the Bible teach that God hates some people as well as loves some other people? One way to catch a humanist is to ask, does God love everybody? The humanist would say, oh, well, I think he does. See, that's a rationalist. Oh, I feel in my heart that he does. There's the mystic. Well, in my experience, there's the empiricist. Well, my church teaches that. That's the fideist. Reason, experience, feelings, faith. These are the four sources of origin for the humanist. But see, I'm not a humanist. I don't believe man is the measure of all things. I believe God is the measure of all things. Because God is the measure of all things, and he has revealed himself in Scripture, because he's not silent, but he has spoken in the Word of God. The question has to be asked, are we ever told in the Bible that God loves anybody? See, they begin with the wrong. Does God love everybody? No, you got to begin, does God love anybody? I mean, why assume that he should or ought? Matter of fact, looking around, I would think God should hate everybody. If he loves anybody, that's a shock. No one deserves the love of God. Nobody. The question, does God love everybody, assumes a lot of things. So I'd like to start in the Bible. Does God ever love anybody? Well, you find here in Romans 9, it says in verse 13, Jacob I loved. Now there's a specific name, Jacob or Jacob. God says, I loved Jacob. So in answer to the question, does the Bible ever say that God loved anybody at any time? The answer is he loved Jacob. Second question. Does the same Bible ever say that God hates people? Same verse. Jacob, I loved. Esau, I hated. Well, then evidently, there are those whom God loves, and there are those whom God hates. Obviously. Hello? Matter of fact, if you then look for all the verses that talk about the wrath of God, the anger of God, God is angry with the sinner every day. The wrath of God abides upon them. If you go, for example, to the Gospel of John, we go to Jesus Christ, who, of course, was the Son of Love. And in John chapter 3, verse 36, he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God continues to abide on him. Now, Jesus said there are two kinds of people. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. So believers have eternal life. Unbelievers will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on them. So there's two classes of people. Those who believe and those who don't believe. Those who are no longer under the wrath of God, and that's buttressed by Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, where Paul said, God has not destined us to wrath, but to receive salvation. There's a class of people that the wrath of God is not hanging over their heads. He's no longer angry with them. But there are those who are exposed to the anger and wrath of God. And see, right from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation, you have two groups of people. Jacob and Esau are just the tip of the iceberg. There are those whom God loves, and there are those whom God hates, and he's angry with. Now, some little cliches, if you're dealing with the humanist, they say, but God hates the sin but loves the sinner. And they'll have these little cliches. They're like little flags that people wave at football games. The Scripture says God is angry with sinners. You can't get any clearer than that. So who gets thrown into hell? People or just their sin? What happened on the cross? Well, sin was crucified, but not Jesus. Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken my sin or me? See, the fact that sinners are thrown into hell reveals that God is angry at sinners because of their sin. That little cliche, God loves the sinner but hates his sin. Where is that taught in the Bible? Nowhere. It blurs the distinction. Now, once you begin to talk about the fact there's the elect of God, whom God has loved from all eternity and sent Christ to be their Savior, sent the Holy Spirit to apply redemption so salvation is planned by the Father, purchased by the Son, sealed by the Spirit, blessed God through. Then there are the reprobates for whom there's nothing but blackness and damnation ahead. The moment you say this, immediately the mystics arise, and I don't like it, it's not fair. And they give you all this emotional vomiting. I call it emotional vomiting, an emotional response. But you see, you have to tie them down to specific verses, such as in Hebrews, where it says, those whom I love, I chasten and receive as sons. Despise not the chastening of the Lord. Why? If he's chastening you, it's because he loves you. You are his child. And he receives you as his child. Did the author of Hebrews say that God is chastening everybody? Not according to the Bible. Sometimes his judgment comes upon people unto their damnation. It's not chastening. Not everybody's not a child of God. God hates certain people, loves certain people. There are two classes of people. Christ came for certain. He says, I came to give my life for the sheep. There are those who are not a sheep, and he didn't come for them. This is Christianity for those who want the Bible. Now, in closing, I'm aware of the fact in the past I've actually dealt with people, very sloppy thinkers. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, that in the context it's the world of believers, that whosoever believeth in him defines what the word world is. And they'll say, well, if this is the God that is, I don't want him. And I'm happy with that. I would rather you know the truth, stare it in the eye, and say, I reject it, and walk away. Be an atheist. You want to be an atheist? Be an honest one. I submit to the Word of God and to the God of the Word and to Jesus Christ as my prophet, priest, and king. And I submit to whatever the Scripture teaches. And the Bible teaches, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. There's two classes of people. And that's the way it is. So if you're not happy with biblical teaching, fine. Go out and find your own religion. Leave the Christian church. Go into the Unitarians of the New Age. Stop cluttering up the pews. We who remain will be in revival the moment you hit the door. Because the greatest hindrance to revival and reformation are the deadbeat, unregenerate humanists who clutter up the churches. Shouldn't be here. Because you don't submit to the Scriptures. You shouldn't be here. You have your own religion. Good. Go for it. Then you will know that you are in need of a Savior.